Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Skin in the Game, Hidden Asymmetries in Daily Life by Nassim Nicholas Taleb, examines a simple but demanding principle. People should share in the risks and consequences of the decisions they impose on others. Building on themes from Taleb's earlier work on uncertainty, fragility, and real-world knowledge, the book argues that many modern systems reward those who make decisions while insulating them from harm, creating hidden asymmetries. Taleb ranges across finance, politics, academia, journalism, and everyday ethics to show how this imbalance corrupts incentives and erodes trust. The book blends philosophy with practical heuristics, emphasizing lived experience, reputation, and accountability over abstract expertise. It also defends bottom-up learning, local knowledge, and rule sets that keep power honest. Written in Taleb's signature style of sharp critique and aphoristic arguments, it aims to help readers spot when advice is cheap, when experts are overconfident, and when institutions are designed to pass downside to others. The result is a framework for thinking more clearly about fairness, responsibility, and resilience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the core idea of risk sharing and moral symmetry, the book's organizing concept is that fairness and reliability require symmetry between decision and consequence. When someone benefits from being right but does not pay when wrong, the system invites reckless behavior, overconfidence, and exploitation. Taleb frames skin in the game as both an ethical rule and a practical filter for truth. A person who has something to lose is more likely to be careful, honest about uncertainty, and motivated to discover errors early. By contrast, a person protected from downside can rationalize almost anything since personal cost is low. This lens helps readers interpret debates about responsibility, from business decisions that socialize losses to public policies designed by insulated elites. The concept also explains why some traditions endure. Time-tested rules often embed accountability and prevent one-sided bets. Taleb pushes readers to look beyond stated intentions and focus on incentive design. The question is not whether an actor sounds competent or virtuous, but whether they are exposed to the negative outcomes they might cause. Seeing this symmetry clarifies who is trustworthy, which advice is worth taking, and which systems are structurally fragile. Secondly, hidden asymmetries in modern institutions and expert culture. A major target is the institutional gap between those who make decisions and those who bear their costs. Taleb argues that many professional classes can accumulate rewards while shifting downside risk onto clients, taxpayers, employees, or distant stakeholders. In finance, this appears when incentives favor short-term gains while losses are dispersed. In policy and corporate governance, it emerges when leaders can pursue grand plans with limited personal exposure to failure. Taleb also challenges credential-based expertise that operates far from ground truth. When forecasters, commentators, and some academic specialists face little penalty for being wrong, error can persist for years, protected by jargon and prestige. The book encourages readers to ask what happens to an expert's status, income, or influence if their recommendations fail. If the answer is nothing, skepticism is warranted. Taleb contrasts this with domains where feedback is immediate and personal, such as entrepreneurship, skilled trades, and certain forms of scientific practice, where reputational cost and financial exposure enforce discipline. The broader lesson is that institutional design often hides accountability. Identifying these asymmetries helps readers understand why systemic mistakes repeat and why supposedly rational organizations can behave irrationally over time. Thirdly, decision-making under uncertainty and the value of heuristics. Taleb emphasizes that much of life is dominated by uncertainty rather than measurable risk, and that attempts to control it with elegant models can be dangerous. In that environment, simple rules, robustness, and avoidance of catastrophic downside often outperform precise predictions. Skin in the game becomes a decision criterion. If you cannot estimate outcomes well, you should still ensure that your choices do not create hidden tail risks for others. The book favors practices that cap harm, limit leverage, and prefer resilience over efficiency. Taleb also argues for the epistemic value of practical heuristics, rules shaped by trial, error, and survival. These rules may look irrational to centralized planners, yet they often encode information that cannot be easily articulated. Rather than optimizing for best-case scenarios, Taleb urges readers to manage exposure, avoid fragile arrangements, and be wary of interventions that create second-order effects. He highlights the importance of respecting variability, letting small failures happen, and preventing large ones. The theme is not anti-knowledge but anti-hubris. When uncertainty is high, humility plus protective constraints tends to beat confident but brittle plans. Fourthly, ethics, honor, and the boundaries of responsibility. Beyond economics, the book treats skin in the game as an ethical stance tied to honor, courage, and reciprocity. Taleb draws attention to the difference between those who speak about values and those who accept personal costs to uphold them. A central claim is that morality is distorted when actors can preach virtue or propose sacrifices that others must pay. Ethical action, in this framing, is inseparable from personal exposure to consequences. The book also explores how communities historically enforced accountability through reputation, social norms, and local rule sets, reducing the ability of powerful individuals to externalize harm. Taleb argues that responsibility has boundaries. You are accountable for the risks you impose, especially when you benefit from doing so. This perspective reframes debates about leadership, activism, and professional advice. It also encourages readers to examine their own choices, not only whether they are legal or well-intentioned, but whether they are symmetrical. If you advocate a policy, do you bear its downside? If you recommend a strategy, do you share the risk? The ethical payoff is trust, relationships, and institutions become more durable when people can see that incentives align with stated principles. Lastly, practical filters for navigating life, work, and politics. The book offers readers a set of mental filters to evaluate claims, proposals, and people. One is to track who gains and who loses, then determine whether the decision maker is insulated. Another is to prefer arrangements where feedback is tight and immediate, because those environments punish error and reward learning. Taleb also suggests looking for signs of fragility, dependence on leverage, complexity that hides risk transfer, and narratives that promise control over uncertain systems. In work and business, the skin in the game lens can guide hiring, partnerships, and governance by favoring structures where decision authority matches responsibility. In politics and public debate, it pushes citizens to demand accountability from those promoting interventions, especially when costs are dispersed and benefits are concentrated. For personal life, the heuristic encourages commitments that build credibility, such as keeping promises, accepting consequences, and avoiding hypocrisy. The overall utility is that it simplifies complex situations into a few diagnostic questions, making it easier to avoid being exploited by confident talkers. By applying these filters consistently, readers can reduce exposure to asymmetric risks, choose more trustworthy advisors, and support systems that are stable because they align incentives with outcomes. In conclusion, this book suits readers who like ideas with teeth, entrepreneurs, investors, managers, policymakers, journalists, and anyone tired of advice from people who never pay for being wrong. It is also valuable for students of philosophy, ethics, and social systems who want a concrete rule that connects morality to incentives. The benefit to a reader's life is practical clarity. Skin in the Game helps you spot when a deal, policy, or recommendation is unfairly structured, and it encourages you to design your own decisions so that you do not outsource harm. That mindset can improve career choices, partnerships, and financial behavior by pushing you toward robustness, accountability, and reputational integrity. Compared with many books on risk or ethics that stay abstract, Taleb's approach is grounded in real-world asymmetries and the institutional mechanics that create them. It challenges the reader to judge credibility by exposure rather than credentials, and it offers memorable heuristics for everyday evaluation. If you want a framework that cuts through expert theater and highlights how systems actually behave under stress, this book is worth buying because it delivers a durable principle you can apply across domains, not just a set of topical opinions. If you would like to support Nassim Nicholas Taleb, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.